MI Tech News is there as well. And, of course, that's with our friend, Mr. Mike Brennan. And, Mike, good to have you here with us on the Internet Advisor again.
I think from now on I like to be addressed as Mr. Mike Brennan. That would be appropriate.
Mr. Mike Brennan,
Mr. Mike Brennan, if you want to get really fancy about that. Well, Mike is the editor of MI Tech News. And, as a matter of fact, Mike, this is the first anniversary of our having created a co-edited newsletter with you. And we'll talk a little bit more about that after the break in this first segment. So let's talk a little bit about MI Tech News and some of the headlines that you have this week. One headline, I love this one to start with, just for the humor it is, Martians win first place in World Robot Olympiad.
Well, it shouldn't be world, it should be universe. Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, we thought it was just for the world, but it turned out it was intergalactic.
There you go.
So what was that about?
Yeah, the kids from Westland, they came up with a robot that would collect soil samples on Mars. Now, of course, they got to get it there.
Yes.
But that's pretty innovative, I think. And now they're going on to Lawrence Tech is also going to be hosting the finals in September. So these kids get a pass to the finals. And gosh, you know, colleges could see them. They could get scholarships.
Yeah.
Could be great.
Well, we were talking, matter of fact, Raznick was his name, I think. The guy was with Team Rush. Cameron was one of the guys there. Who had, and if you remember, he had, I think, was planning on going to one of the local universities like U of M and suddenly got a pitch after their success in a robotic event MIT?
So he's going to MIT instead. You know, Michigan, MIT, about
ride.
The same.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. So this is a really important thing, what's happening with these robotic events for these kids, both in terms of training them, but, boy, launching them out into the world. Hey, another one I saw there was Google software engineer to create endowed chair of computer science at MSU. College of Engineering.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's the fellow that graduated from the that engineering school back in '96. He went out to Google and got involved in Gmail when it first started.
Ooh.
So I guess those stock options are worth a few bucks now.
And he's putting 2 million of them at the disposal of Michigan State University.
Yeah, so he's going to endow this chair in computer science at MSU as part of his estate plan, which I don't know if that means they don't get the dough until he dies or what.
I'm not sure,
but but anyway, the $2 million will endow the chair, so you'll have a professor that'll be focused on that, and that'll pay his or her salary.
Well, there's another event that you headline here about schools. This is an Eastern Michigan University senior is one of 11 nationwide to win scholarships to study cybersecurity, which is interesting. Where will he be studying that?
There's three or four of them around the state right now where they have the Quality Assurance Program. It's actually the NSA runs and sanctions the program and teaches folks how to be really into, you know, cybersecurity. And so Eastern Michigan is one of the three, Detroit Mercy and Welch being the other three, or part of the three, that originally started this. And so she's at Eastern. She was attracted to the Eastern's program, which Skip Lauver pioneered. Now he's retired. But he was one of her advisors early on. And now she's a senior, and she just won a $5,000 scholarship from Hewlett Packard, which will pay all the rest of the fees that our scholarships don't.
So, well, Mike, these are headlines. These are the kind of headlines, folks, that you get with MI Tech News when you get it delivered to you every Friday, absolutely free. And how do you get that delivered to you? Simply go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and look for the smiling face of Mr. Mike Brennan, and there's a Subscribe Now button there. Click on that, and you'll find all the information you need to subscribe to that. Every Friday, you get not only these kind of headlines, but others that, for instance, if you're an entrepreneur, talk about places you can get together to network, places where there's going to be some investors out there with money and looking to invest maybe in your great idea, or, for instance, about a summit coming up on November 16th and 17th at Cobo Center, and downtown Detroit will be the Michigan Cyber Summit. So things like that are available for you. All you got to do is to get on to the InternetAdvisor.net site, go down to the Subscribe Now button, and MI Tech News is delivered to you this and a whole lot more. Matter of fact, Mike Brennan, hang on. We're going to talk about a whole lot more that we're delivering with that newsletter in just a moment.